No Latency Season 2 has begun, Night City has changed, and Domino is back.
A good thing we're not collecting vending machines anymore.
The crew are once again on the trail of a mystery.
You ever been to space?
Iona has new burdens.
Why do I recognize the plane?
Retro tackles new challenges.
An elevator that works in an apartment building.
Jeb, well, Jeb is just Jeb.
Bust down this door. Oh, no, sorry. Let's knock on it.
But now they have a med tech on board. Vivi.
I'm Vivi. I've heard good things about you.
Together they'll blaze all over Night City and beyond.
Woo! Road trip, here we go.
To discover memories forgotten.
You are the only thing I remember, help.
And new places to explore.
We have to go to the Glass District.
To uncover a plan that's bigger than anything they've ever seen before.
What else can you tell me about this wonderful compound that you've got here?
This season, the crew and Domino are taking back Night City.
Our ass is gonna be a tough one.
And then we get in the pod and we rescue Retro.
No Latency, a Cyberpunk Red roleplay podcast. New episodes every Wednesday wherever you listen to Preem podcasts. See you in Night City.
Previously on Save the D8.
We're streaking? Hell yeah.
Is there someone who looks extra big and bad on the ship?
And this dragon, by the way, is undead, you said?
Yeah, that's bad if it's the thing we're flying on. Yeah.
I'm going to assume that what you're going to tell us is that, no, we haven't seen anything like this before. So I'm going to make a history roll, bitch.
Okay, fine. I bonus action rage, and which also means a little bit of magic comes out my butt.
Seeing the precarious position of Haven and Giddy, I'm going to yell down there, "Don't die, please!"
He is having the weirdest 6 seconds of his life.
They're going to shoot lightning at me. I'm going to shoot lightning at them.
Hey, that's the first good thing that's ever happened from that.
What about the sword?
Yeah.
It didn't happen to me. Anyway, hey, thanks. Thank you, Evan. Thanks for coming. I'm going to smoke a cigarette now.
It has been 2 days.
It's been
1 week.
Since you were able to take down the threat to Scrapforge. Unfortunately, Scrapforge has barricaded its walls since the attack and has not let anybody in nor out of fear. Luckily for you all, there is an inn that was not more than 5 miles away from where you all had landed. And while you took the two Artificer Paladins with you, and they are resting in their rooms, you have taken 2 days, free of charge, by the Tavern Inn owner, whose name is Mike, to rest and relax as things are going on. Just Mike.
M-I apostrophe K-Y.
Yeah.
The language is weird.
But it's the third day. You all have woken up and you are having breakfast. Mike has cooked pretty basic breakfast of eggs, bacon.
So basic.
Biscuits, coffee, juice, and some vegetables from the garden. Zucchini, carrot, and lettuce.
It's just a basic. That's just a continental ass breakfast.
You know, Mike, this I can really taste that you fresh pick all of your vegetables every day.
Well, I appreciate that. Thank you. I try to pick them every morning when I wake up at 5, so they can be super fresh when I deliver them all to you. So
they taste very good. They taste like they still have dirt on them.
you gotta scrub those things, Mike. Let me tell you.
Well, I will try to do a better job of cleaning it. I apologize if you've got any dirt from
it. Oh, no, I love dirt.
Then I will make sure that I will clean it better, but have the same for you next time.
You don't have to accommodate me, but I, you know, whatever you want to do, Mike.
Great. Well, still feel free to spend your time here if you'd like.
Mike, is there any word on whether or not they're going to let us out of this damn place anytime soon?
Well, you're free to leave whenever you like. When we had discussed before, Scrap Forge is closed off for any visitors after the attack, so... I mean, you're free to leave wherever you'd
when
like.
When can we go in is what we mean.
Oh, I haven't heard word yet about that. The Parliament is still reconvening for what they would like to do while Rock and Sock are on patrol. So,
I would hope they put
maybe another
good word
2 days, three.
I would hope they three put in a good word for days? Us. We did revive them from death.
Yeah, and they didn't pay me, by the way.
Wow. You know, I forgot all about that. I knew they would do it too. They just kept changing the subject, and I forgot. Bad start.
Yeah, right, exactly. And I was like, well, maybe, you know, at least they'll graciously let us in, but...
Well, maybe in 2 to 3 days.
I feel like I'm owed some money still, I'm going to be honest. It's fine.
As soon as I find out, I will be sure to let you know when Scrap Forge is open.
Yeah.
But until then, feel free to stay here. Of course, you are under no contract to pay, since Scrap Forge will be paying for those that we take in for now. Please enjoy yourselves. It's all under their dime.
Mm-hmm.
Literal least they could do. Thank you.
Well, as you've known, it's not just you there. The inn is kind of full. There is a few other refugees who were not able to make it back into Scrap Forge, so it is pretty packed.
I'm going to be honest. This is all ridiculous. They didn't even, like, it. We won.
Yeah, I thought it went pretty well.
It went amazingly well. Imagine if we weren't here. And also, you know, a dragon is not going to help their border walls.
Yeah,
I don't know what the...
I'm sorry, we're taking this out on you, Mike. I know you just work here, but...
No, it's none of your business, Mike. I'm annoyed at the general situation, not at you.
No,
you understand.
You're super cool.
Thank you. I was starting to feel a little bad because I couldn't help you out in any other way, and you seem like very nice folk, so... My apologies.
All right.
To help you anymore.
No. It's nothing to do with you, Mike.
Oh, you must excuse me. It looks like I need to help another patron.
Yeah, get out of here.
Excuse me.
Who's that?
Hello.
What is that?
Down here. Did y'all say that you have some time? Like, you have a couple days?
I don't know our schedule after this.
It seems that way, currently.
You're trying to get in, and this is our next stop.
Well... No offense, but do you think you might be able to help me with a little project?
And walking up is this halfling wizard with a mark along their eye. And behind them is this kind of gaunt human with a big like towel or robe over their head, carrying all this equipment on their back. I'm just going to go...
Yeah, a little halfling woman... Walks up to you, looks like about mid-40s. One gold eye, one brown eye. Just super cute, little chubby girl. Just walks up to you and like, so sorry, don't mean to cry. My name is Dr. Peta with a Bloom. I'm trying to get into maybe a little bit of a dangerous area, and it seems like you all know how to hold on to yourselves, and I would like to maybe offer whatever services I could provide. If you help me, I'll help you. A little quick pro call, if you might.
Hmm. Can you help us get into Scrap Forge?
Well, that is a distinct possibility. Oh, why do you need to go in there, if you don't mind me asking?
We do mind you asking. Can I cast... I'm just going to do a Divine Sense real quick. And I know the location of any Celestial Fiend or Undead within 60 feet that's not under total cover.
Yes, you do... recognize there is an undead within 7 feet from you.
Probably could have told you that.
Hmm. Oh, are you?
Yeah, it looks pretty undead.
Oh, are you concerned about Gary?
Gary?
Gary, yes. Sorry. It's really hard trying to carry a lot of medical supplies around, so I'd like to keep one of my undead around to kind of carry the stuff, but I know he can be a little off-putting.
One of your undead?
Well, I mean, eventually they just kind of start to rot, and then they can't really hold much of anything anymore. so you kind of have to re-up. And I just name them all Gary.
Easy to remember.
I mean, I can fully disclose where I'm trying to go if it makes you more comfortable. That way I can maybe help you out with whatever you're trying to do, too.
I mean, we have time to kill.
Yeah, it really depends on what you're asking. I mean, we did just defeat a giant dragon.
Undead dragon.
Well,
actually.
Exactly. All of you really seem like you can really hold your own, especially against that more undead forces. So I really kind of figured that y'all might be the best one to help me. Very, very, very long story short, I'm looking for a book that is in the good.
Excuse yourself.
Well, thank you so sweet. The City of the Damned. Because, you know, basically, there's somebody that I think might have a book I might like in there.
It's not an astrology book, is it?
You don't have to be talking about, the astrologer's handbook, do you?
Is that the book you're talking about currently?
No, but I just know a lot of books. What I'm looking for is the, it's just a little town called the Cordex Mortis. But anyway, if y'all are looking for this book, I know of it. I think that it might be somewhere where I might be able to send you. It's called the Spirit Beacon. I don't have the book myself, but I could probably give you something to get into there.
Well, we didn't say we were looking for that.
I would like to do an insight check, please. That seems like a crazy thing to say to a bunch of strangers right off the bat.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay, dog shit. But let me look at what my stats are anyway. Insight, yep, 8. Seems fine.
I'm just a real cute old little, not even really, but I'm just a little halfling lady.
Wait.
But I know that.
Sorry, you're a wizard, I assume, with the zombie.
Yeah.
And you could send us places.
I can send you places. Or I can also, I have a lot of interest in bits and bobs. I could probably give you something that would get you access to this place, because I know it's a little bit restrictive. But you also know that book, the people who have it tend to die.
Well,
right?
We didn't say we were looking for it again.
I mean, you say astrology book, it's either that or it's about the zodiac. No offense, but y'all don't really seem like you might be super into it.
I'm a Sagittarius. How do you know?
You're a fan? Oh my god, I'm a Cancer.
It doesn't actually mean anything to me.
It doesn't to most people.
Alright.
But do we have a deal, or should I go ask another source? I just like to bring capable people.
Fuzzy Guard? So we're just going for a book? Why do you need us?
Well, how much do you know about this place?
Fuzzy Guard?
What?
Nothing. No, we do. Hold on.
Map here.
Hordes of undead is what the notes say. Need a squad of clerics to obtain this mother load is what this guy's notes say. Oh, undead. Ah, I see. But okay. It's kind of your thing.
I mean, that's a bit of an assumption. Yes, I do have a tendency to dabble in undead. However, this is a very, very corrupted place. And the undead that are there, I can't reach or really help that well.
That's true.
I heard it. It just doesn't mean that much to me.
Okay, how far away is this place? Because we're kind of on a track to places, but I guess that doesn't matter much.
It's west of here.
East.
Yeah.
It sure is east of here.
Oh, sorry, I'm looking at it upside down.
I mean, if we're going all the way the other way, it's on the way.
I mean, if it's already on the way, I would really like to get this book. And more importantly, I would like to get it out of the hands of who has it.
Who has it?
My best guess would be Lord Gravetide.
Sure.
You know? I think that it's a reasonable assumption.
And why is it bad?
Well, so he's one of the reasons why many of the
the people in my line of education, as far as the thing goes, gets a bit of a bad rap, you know, and the undead there that are a little corrupted. It's cuddly. But if it makes you feel better, you might get to kill me, the son of a bitch.
Well, but I mean,
I do like killing sons of bitches.
How do we know that in your hands, it's if everybody in your profession is making bad choices with these books, why you over him?
Everybody in my profession, again, that is a very strong assumption there.
That's what you said.
I said he's the reason why most people assume bad things about my profession, but that doesn't mean that everybody does it.
Oh.
Look, I just want to help people. I want to help your people. And frankly, there are just some things that only those who tend to worship certain deities can do, and I don't think that's very fair. And I just want to see what the research can take. That's the heart.
Well, we're going to need more details on how you're getting us, because we're going the opposite way. Give us some deets. How do you get us places?
No, it's on the way. It's on the way to where we're going.
This fucking map every time.
You're also looking upside down.
Give me the map. I'm holding it right side up.
Jesus Christ.
Man, I didn't know none of us could read.
It's just, there's a lot of notes on here.
That's true.
And there's no arrows. You know, there should be arrows that we should draw arrows on how we're traveling. I think that would be great for me.
We just
do not have a compass.
A what?
A what?
Okay, slow your roll here, Mustiferous, or whatever your name was.
Peta.
Peta?
Peta. Or Dr. Witherbloom, but I usually only use that for my patients.
Sorry, I'm just thinking about going into a doctor area and just all of the people around, the nurses and everything being undead, and I gotta admit to you, that would not fill me with a lot of confidence about your particular medical skills.
So, there's not a lot. I can help a lot of people, but the ones that I can't, you give some money to the family, you explain this either for research or for assistance, one of the two. And
I mean,
also, look how cute he is.
I can't see. They got a towel over their head.
Oh. Gary, lift up your hood just a scotch.
And Gary will go ahead and pull up their pretty desiccated arm and pull it up a bit, and you'll see what looks like kind of like you will see a face that kind of reminds you of Alfred from the Batman series. It's very desiccated, the little mustache just
old gentleman.
Hold up pretty well.
Well, I mean, let's be clear. I don't care about the whole necromancy thing inherently. It's not something that falls under my particular purview, so that's not really any of my business. You don't need to, like, defend yourself about that. We kind of wanted to get into Scrapforge, and it sounds like what you want to do is take us past Scrapforge, which is fine.
I was like, well, I guess more than anything, it's either you can come help me and I can help you in any way I can, or you're going to be waiting. Am I wrong?
Sidebar.
Yeah, we'll be right back.
Sidebar.
Sidebar. Plug my ears.
Okay, let's just go over here.
The zombie can hear us, so let's go over here.
Zombie's going to go ahead and put their hands over their ears.
For good job, guys.
It is kind of cute.
They just copy their master. Just
not. It's not cute. It's kind of fucked up, but it's fine.
Well, but the halfling said that they think the book is in Spirit Beacon, and that they'll get us a little bit closer to Spirit Beacon, and then maybe she can send us to Spirit Beacon.
I mean, we are headed that way anyway. We would have ended up heading through this city that this halfling wants to go through anyway. So, no real skin off our nose currently, other than the fact that we will have to just leave Scrapforge behind and hope that it doesn't happen to be here.
I mean, it's either move on or wait.
Yeah, and I don't love the waiting. Shelley, what do you think?
I mean, it feels like we're getting something in the trade to get the book. Everybody's looking for books everywhere. We found one that's actually productive.
All right.
I think it seems fine. It's going to be a big, gross zombie time, but what are we going to do?
Do you think that they'll smell there?
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Nothing but just gross, gross corpses.
I don't see
everywhere.
How it couldn't smell. Yeah.
Right.
In the hot, hot sun? Ugh.
Yeah, no, bad. All right, well. Okay. I guess I'll turn back around to the halfling.
I am now playing patty cake with Gary.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You're doing so good. Look, you still have all your fingers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I guess we're in.
Excellent. Thank you so, so much. I really do appreciate it. Are you good to go now?
I can't remember. Did we stay the night? Is this like daytime again?
Yeah, it's
yeah. It's been 2 days.
It's been 2 days.
Morning. We just had breakfast.
Yeah, let's get out of this fucking place. It's so boring
honestly,
here.
It serves them right that we will not grace our presence in their town after they've been so rude to us for saving their city and their champions, mostly Haven.
That's true. That's very true.
Was that your name, Haven?
Ah, yeah, sorry. I'm Haven.
Pleasure to meet you.
I'm Giddy.
And you. Giddy?
Giddy.
Giddy? So nice to meet you, too.
I'm Shelly.
I'm Brash.
Hello, Shelly. Pleasure to meet you.
That's... And Brash.
I had already said Brash, but... It's cool.
Oh, well, it's a pleasure. If you need Gary to carry anything... he's pretty good about it.
Mm. So how do you get places yourself? I'm curious about this. This is a long walk.
Well, I usually just walk. If I've been somewhere, yeah, I can get us places pretty quick.
All of us?
I am deeply uncomfortable with that. I gotta say, I have a whole thing about specifically teleportation.
Do you remember when we got Freaky Friday'd?
I do remember that, and I also remember a major part of my homeland splitting four cities together and making a bunch of whole half people, and not like in the half orc way, but in the like half orc half elf split down the middle, two people in one body kind of way.
All right, well, let's save that phobia for when we use teleportation to get to the book we may or may not be looking for. We have a person who can take us. It's going to be a little longer, but
we have a cart. Here.
So would you rather take
a car? Yeah, probably.
Wait, hold on. Have you been to this place before?
No.
The city?
No.
We're taking the carts.
Quill.
Have you been to Spirit Beacon before?
Yes, I have.
Perfect. Then yes, we will take the carts. We will take the carts to the dead city, and then maybe you can send us to Spirit Beacon. But for now, we are not doing that until I absolutely have to.
I mean, if it's not too much, I'm sorry, I am also a researcher at heart. When you say half and half, does that also account for difference in height or size? How were they stitched together? Is it like a clean split?
They were deeply fucked up, in fact, and a lot of them died.
That's what I'm saying. It sounds like it, because also, I'm just saying, like, if you have, like, two halves of a heart, but the heart isn't the same size, or has, like, maybe you got two left halves, that's kind of, ooh. Sorry, that's fascinating.
Well, if you could ever find your way to my home, which is also where I would like to go, turns out, then maybe you could... all of those people are dead now. That was a long time ago. Oh, did they have kids? I haven't been that way in a while. I don't actually know.
Well, real quick, what's your town called? Okay, ask me.
Well, let's get on the road. We can talk while we're doing this.
Yeah, as you've all been discussing this, you've walked outside where you see Quill... hammering at the cart because the cart was destroyed.
Sorry.
When Crash smashed into it the first time. So the cart is now haphazardly put together.
And we got another person we're taking, Quill.
Another two.
Right. What?
Right, I forgot about
Gary. Two more people that's come with?
Yeah.
I'm pretty small. I can fit most anywhere.
Pull a couple more rats out of your bag, please.
Okay, I guess it's gonna have to be Ralph and Bartholomew this time. Okay, I'll get them hitched up and we'll go. You all covering, right, for this?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, paying you, yes, of course. Yeah.
All right, So we're heading into Scrap Forge. Great. Okay. Well,
No, sorry.
No.
It's closed. Change of plans.
Right. We're going to go around.
We're moving on.
To where?
Okay. Now hear us out. Because we are going to pay you for this.
I'm deeply worried now.
What? It's called...
Visigood?
Visigood?
Visigood? You want to go to fucking Visigood? Holy shit.
Oh, Quill.
You guys really have a death wish. Holy fuck.
I mean, we did just defeat an undead dragon. Yeah, I do. I'm not... I don't appreciate your lack of faith in our skills.
Sorry, and that banana man. We beat that banana thing, too.
Right.
So... Here's the thing. Typically, I don't go any further than Scrap Forge. And I mean, I do believe in your skills and what I've seen, but I can only take you as far as Vizalad.
The ruins? You would rather go to the ruins than to the city?
You drop us off a block away.
Vizalad and Krix are part of the kingdom of what used to be a Visigood before Lord Gravetide cast that massive ritual, scar in the sky, killing everybody in that entire city, which then spread out to its neighboring cities of the kingdom and thus becoming all undead.
It sounds like he's not doing that so much anymore, though, so it might be okay, like, to get close again.
Did he choose the name Gravetide? Because I have some words about that.
Supposedly he did. He had a different name before him.
Yeah, it's not a good one. He shouldn't have killed everyone. He needed some brainstorming. Yeah, he needed like a conference. Yeah. Anyway,
I'm just saying this, right?
People were trying to tell him it wasn't going to work, and then he killed them all.
That makes sense.
So I will take you as far as Vizlad, but then you're all on your own.
That's fine.
Yeah, we'll take it.
If you want to be a coward about it, that's no big deal.
We'll get there. We'll convince you to keep driving further anyway.
You know what? I mean, you know, cowards still alive, tell tale. So
sometimes
I'm more than willing. I will move you on to Vizalad. All right. Bartholomew, Ralph, Jacob, and I had to put Kevin away.
Kevin.
Let's go ahead and let's get out there. Mephistopheles, let's go. Hit the reins and trotting along on the road. So, might I ask, why Vizalad are you all planning on going there? Is that where you find out where your item that you're looking for is, that you've been so secretive about?
No, we're just helping out on our way. Gotta keep moving on.
Right, we're headed. We told you that we were headed all the way, potentially up to Spirit Beacon and maybe beyond. So, you know, on the way. Convenient.
I was hoping that you all were going to just find somebody in Scrap Forge to take you the rest of the way, but...
Well, if they had let us into Scrap Forge, maybe we would have.
Yeah, real rude. Don't even get me started.
Right, we're literally heroes, yeah. and they were just like, cool, sit and wait.
Right, I mean, you know...
And not your fault, Quill. You're cool. I'm so sorry taking it out on you. But
Do we have to backpat every single person that I'm vaguely mad at?
I'm just giving it rule of threes in comedy. Just let it go.
All right. Can't argue with that.
Roll me a D8.
Oh, man. Am I about to take psychic damage? 8. Save it.
So for the rest of the day, you head towards Vizalad. As you get closer to Vizalad, you notice that the sky begins to darken with clouds. Those that have a perception of 13 or higher, you can notice that these clouds are not moving. They do not move with any wind or whatsoever. It is as if they are permanently trapped wherever they are.
Tree, and I punch Kitty.
Ow.
Strange weather we got over here.
The other thing you all notice that along this way, that as you have been going, typically there's usually been some kind of wildlife as well as bugs or some kind of noise or even running into folks on the roads. You do not run into any of this. And as the sun is starting to look like it's getting close to setting, roughly around like late afternoon, you come to a barrier in the road. The cart comes to a halt. Whoa! Oh, sorry. Whoa! And you can see now there's three carts that have been overturned on the road, blocking the road.
This is Dang. A pirate tactic. Hold on.
What?
This is a pirate tactic. This is going to be an ambush. I want to look. I'm going to.
Do I need to be worried about land pirates?
They're still just called pirates.
I think they're bandits at that point.
All right. I'm a duck down.
Just duck down.
I'm down. I'm quiet. Can't see me.
I'm gonna roll perception.
Yeah.
See if I can see anybody.
Can I cast see invisibility?
That's a good one too. Yes, if you'd like to.
I don't have very good perception, so I can see invisibility, but you still need to look around, Kitty.
Yeah, so I'm looking for people. I'm looking for wires. Mm-hmm. Anything that could be perceived as a trap.
Okay.
I got 16.
With your 16, you don't find any wires. From looking, you what would look like to be traps, you don't seem to notice anything that would be like a triggering mechanism from your experience. You do see that underneath some of the rubble of the overturned carts are some bodies, and you can hear the sound of clicking.
Haven.
Hmm.
There are bodies here.
Okay, can I do a divine... First of all, I assume that I didn't see anything invisible. Mm-hmm. I have this for
there
an hour.
There is nothing invisible. Sorry,
great.
There is nothing invisible.
I will do a... Whatever the fuck it is, divine sense.
Okay.
Actually, let y'all know, there are undead here who are basically zombies and like to try to eat living people.
Yeah, thanks.
We know what zombies are.
Wow.
I'm never sure. Some people think that they're more like skeletons, and that's just not true.
Are there celestial fiends or undead within 60 feet of us?
Yes.
Besides Gary,
yes. If we take Gary out of the picture for this, which we will do from now on when you do this.
Great.
You can count 10.
All right.
Undead set traps?
Giddy.
Wild place.
10.
Mm-hmm. Is it in the barrier?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And okay, as you're saying that and you're getting a better look, you can hear the sound of that getting a little louder, and suddenly around one of them you can see a skeletal chicken just pecking at the ground.
That's so cute.
Those things are going to peck our eyes out if we get close enough to them, all right?
Well, that's just what a chicken will do anyway. It has nothing to do with it being undead.
Yeah, but if you snap a regular chicken's neck, it dies.
Yeah, and if you hit that thing, there's nothing it'll die to. But I have a way to make us a little bit more sneaky if we want to keep moving forward. Or I don't know when you're turning back, Harry Sam, whose name I do not remember.
Well, we're not at the ruins yet, right? We still have some time.
If we can, we'd probably do need to try to clear off some of the thing for the road, because it's not going to be so easy to get the cart through this, especially with the cart being in such disrepair. So we can either try to go around, but the cart might fall apart, or we could try to clear off the road so I can keep going.
Okay.
We can clear it. We'll just have to smite some people.
Yeah, no, it'll be easy enough.
Okay, well...
And they might all be chickens.
All right.
They might all be chickens, and I can smash a skeletal chicken.
Are we ready, then?
Well, why don't we have our spellcaster stay here, since I can't see you about to do a bunch of heavy lifting anyway.
I'm about to do some heavy lifting right now.
This dick!
Oh, my God.
Would you rather fight one giant chicken skeleton or 100 tiny horse skeletons?
Me?
Giant chicken.
Giant chicken.
Horses.
All right.
I'm just going to use telekinesis to immediately push one of these carts off the road 30 feet.
Jesus, Brash. Oh. The hell is that?
Hooah! Heavy lifting, baby.
Work smarter, not harder.
All right, Brash, you cast your telekinesis, and with your power, you push it. You actually just kind of like split it right down the middle and move them off to the side. And you can see the corpses kind of drag along with it as it kind of got tied up with the carts.
Ugh.
But as I just heard, that is right. I need wild magic, please.
That's a 7.
Oh.
That goes off.
God, it's fucking 2 wild magic bitches. Welcome to our crew.
Yeah, tell me about it. And great, we've brought a wizard in. Cool.
Yeah, we should have warned you.
I'm the only bitch in this club.
The funny thing is, I also have telekinesis.
Stay away from
me. Oh, wait a minute. I also cast the invisibility. Hold on.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no. 6.
All right, do yours first before I... say mine.
Oh, roll my... Okay, yeah, I'll roll.
What's happening?
Not...
There's two wild magic. Two wild magic.
Not cast spells near Shelly or Giddy.
Or Giddy. 90.
Especially not both of them.
Yeah.
Oh, well, that would have been real good to know.
Well, you know now.
All right, 90. When you cast and see invisibility, there was a shimmer in front of you that made you... think this could be something, but you weren't exactly sure, and you just see the shimmer in front of you. Haven, it seems like it beckons you. Do you reach out for it?
God, no. I'm still not 100% sure that I'm not cursed from like 80 episodes ago, so no, I'm good. I've learned my lesson, I think, at this point.
It'll keep reverberating in front of you, keeps beckoning you. Brash, what'd you get?
86.
Haven's just like rubbing her eyes.
Yeah, I'm just like I'm
no.
It's very dry here. The sand is all up in my shit right now.
As you cast your telekinesis and you split the carts apart, suddenly something drops on top of your head, Brash.
Ow.
And you feel it feels like it's about the size of a cat, but it's scaly.
God, do I have something on my head?
No.
Is it beckoning you?
No.
Everyone else you can see on top of Brash's head is a yellow pseudo-dragon.
Oh.
It looks like it has curled up on top of Brash's head like it's a nice warm little nest.
Aww.
Oh, that's true. You're a tiefling. Do you run hot?
Yeah, a little toasty.
Huh.
That's why.
I didn't know you had a pet.
This is not my pet. Yellow is not my color.
No, it really isn't.
But once the carts get split apart, suddenly the corpses begin to animate.
See, I told you.
There's your...
And you can see that now about 4 human zombies have now tore themselves from the carts, reaching out towards you. At the same time, Brash, you have accidentally destroyed all 8 of the undead chickens.
Oh, the chickens.
But just
sorry.
two dead, though. Two regular undead, that's fine.
I thought it was 4.
4. Didn't you say there were 10 undead when I fucking did my divine sense?
Yeah.
And there were 8 chickens. I'm just doing the math here. How are there 4?
Killed the other live chickens.
Oh no, the chickens!
Oh, no, they're gonna come
but
back.
Oh shit, what if they raise up again?
We gotta kill the chickens before they come back.
Oh god, this fucking thing in front of my eyes, and I just sort of like try to swipe it out of the way.
You guys are on top of it because now you see the bones begin to shake.
Man!
Oh my god. Can you
it turns
smash those chickens?
Into a large skeletal chicken.
Motherfuck!
Oh, sorry.
Shelly, why'd you
sorry
say that?
I manifested this.
Let's get initiative.
All right, I hop out of the cart.
Everyone gets a +4 to your initiative.
Dirty 20.
13.
18.
16 for me.
Dirty 20 for me.
Oh.
All right. Padilla, you were first.
Okay, well, how many chickens did you say there were?
Well, there were 10, and now there's just one massive undead chicken. that is barking and screeching in a very angry manner.
Okay, well, knowing that chickens are terrible in every sense of the word, I'm going to cast Ray of Enfeeblement on it, so it's got to make a constitution save.
Okay. It got a 17.
That's exactly what it needed. What's that? Well, then I'm just going to kind of hide behind Gary, and I'm like, I don't like birds. This is not going to work out for me, so good luck. And that is my turn.
The chicken squawks in. But, Shelly, you are now up to bat.
Okay. Oh, let's see. How far away are we from this fucking thing?
About 15 feet.
Okay. I'm just going to cast Erupting Earth where it's standing.
You got it.
Oh, I guess. Wait, is it in the middle of the road?
It is, yeah.
Okay, never mind. I don't do that. Hang on.
Oh, nuts.
Can't destroy the road. Nice try, Evan.
God damn it.
Honestly, try one of those other spells you theoretically have.
What other spells?
I got new stuff. It's just different. Okay. Let's do Lightning Bolt. It's also third level.
Yeah, God damn it!
Yeah.
I thought you said you got new spells.
Therefore, I don't want to burn my like big ones.
Okay, so I just need to make a...
On the giant chicken.
Dex save. Dex?
Dex save, yeah.
That's a 6.
Yeah, get 4. Okay, give me 1 second. 32 lightning damage.
Ooh!
Oof. So you all watch as, from Shelly, you see this internal lightning rocket out from their chest into their arms as they bring it out and they point with their quarterstaff and fires a lightning bolt, smashing into Cobble Fright, the giant chicken.
Oh, good, it has a name.
Didn't you read it when the health bar appeared?
And the chicken takes a big blast. You see it squawk and it gets, its bones are singed and it just starts kind of running around in a circle in a very, very pissed off manner. But next is Giddy.
Giddy, I think. Yippee! Giddy jumps out of the cart. And as they jump out of the cart, a little rage snips out. We're just going for it. It's because I'm really excited to be fighting a big chicken.
Mm. Don't forget, there's also 4 zombies.
Oh, right. I am blindsided by the... I have blinders on it as well.
Oh, no. Cobble Fright is just a beaut to see.
Oh, great. Okay, so as I hop out of the cart and I click my heels and a little fart comes out of my butt to initiate my rage. And what happens as I click my heels and I fart, and then you see me teleport 30 feet to the chicken.
Woo!
Teleport 30 feet to an unoccupied space you can see until your rage ends. You can use this effect again as a bonus action. So, at the how far away was the chicken?
It was 15 feet away.
Oh, great. So, I teleport to the chicken.
Yep, you're right up against Cobble Fright. You're seeing it run around. Once you teleport, Cobble Fright stops and...
Barak! And I roll to hit it. 19?
Oh no, that hits.
Okay, great. 19, and then I'll just roll my second attack right mm-hmm. now. It's over 19, it hits. It's 25.
Wonderful.
So two-handed swings both times. The first one is going to be 15 bludgeoning damage.
Okay.
And the second one is going to be 7 bludgeoning damage. I'm just trying to crush these bones into dust.
All right. Is there anywhere specific you're aiming for on Cobble Fright?
I do. As I do on any creature, I try to bop it on the nose.
All right. You break Cobble Fright's top beak. It just smashes into powder with your double swing of Marceline version 2. It practically just goes into powder. As now you're seeing Cobble Fright balking all over without the top of a top lip speak anymore. And it stops and stares directly at you. And the look you see from the undead sockets of this giant chicken, you can tell, is almost like a rage.
I just keep barking at it wildly.
Bark, 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 as it now bark, charges bark, you.
Bark, bark, bark. Come on, chicken.
It's going to make its first attack, which is a 23.
That hits.
Second attack is a 24.
That also hits. After the first attack, because I am raging,
yes.
I'm going to unleash Unstable Backlash.
Okay.
As my reaction, which a effect from the wild magic table immediately happens.
Jesus Christ, fuck. Why am I in hell?
Go for it. Roll it.
Okay.
Wow.
33.
You become petrified on the spot.
No.
Oh, good. So that means that the chicken has advantage on that second attack.
Uh-huh.
And it's also an auto crit.
Well, we can't auto crit, unfortunately, because of their armor.
Armor. Thank God. You already had a 24, so.
So for damage-wise, Giddy, you will be taking 15 points of slashing damage as Cobble Fright uses its skeletal wings somehow to lift itself in the air as it claws at you while you are petrified, and then proceeds to try to eat you.
Oh, shit. Help, help. Oh, it's much bigger in person.
We can't hear you. You're petrified.
Okay, it's a 22 to hit.
Oh, petrified as in like the state of petrification, not terrified.
Not scared.
No, you're fucked.
Yeah.
You are so deep.
Not good.
You were like, I'm gonna hit him with this backlash.
Take this.
Take this. Turns myself to stone.
Try hitting me now.
I'm not moving, so it can't see me.
Is that how chickens work?
Yeah.
I have like such a weird question.
Oh, no.
Such a weird question. Does counterspell cancel out a wild effect thing?
No.
I don't think so.
Then I'm useless. Sorry, then.
No. No, they deserve this. Let this happen.
We're used to it.
No, but I'm right.
So what happens now is they have now eat you.
I'm trying to eat this statue.
And now it has you in its half-crushed mouth. And because you are petrified, you need to make a strength saving throw to get out. But because you're petrified,
I can't.
You can't. So you take an additional 15 points of bludgeoning damage.
This is why you don't fuck with chickens.
And because you are petrified, you can't make the next saving throw. So you take... 11 points of necrotic damage.
Really cool.
And Cobble Fright immediately heals over, and you can see the beak begin to regrow out from its face. As it has
Giddy
in its mouth now, trying to, like,
doing?
As a chicken, swallow
just
Giddy.
Just a mid-bock, mid-bagock. Frozen.
Giddy! Stuart, what are you... Hey!
What an odd choice to go metal like that.
Very weird, yeah.
Haven, it is now your turn.
All right. Earlier, I tried to like swipe the shimmering in front of me, and I think my fingers touched something as I did that.
Uh-huh.
So I reached my hand in to the shimmering to pull out whatever I just touched.
And out you pull is a Holy Avenger sword.
Yes.
The same one that Shelly had gotten way back. When fighting the spear drinker.
All right.
You are immediately attuned to it.
And I light the fuck up. My shield, without me even saying anything, just turns itself in, just starts swirling around me. It just like attuned to the feeling of this Avenger. It is a long sword still. So I am going to, I'm going to go fucking crazy. I'm going to jump off this thing and I'm going to head towards the chicken.
Okay.
I'm going to hit this bitch. By the way, everyone in a 10 feet around me has advantage on saving throws against spells and other magical effects.
One second. I need to roll attacks of opportunity on you.
from the whatchacallit?
Zombies.
Yeah, I don't give a fuck. Go ahead. The zombies, go ahead.
Ooh, two hit.
Really? A 21? Yeah. Two zombies hit a 21?
Yeah.
Nuts.
So you take 4 bludgeoning damage from altogether.
Okay. Yeah, all right.
Still counts.
Yeah, no, every bit counts. Keep going, buddies.
So, yeah, you run through these zombies, and they try to claw at you, and I think, like, maybe one of them, like grab part of your hair, which you kind of, it rips off with that.
You bitch.
Another one scratches you just as it kind of reaches out, and its, like, nail is sharp because it hasn't been cut, so it just kind of...
Sure. Ow. Fuckers. All right. Yeah, no, I don't care. I don't care. I'm fucking lit the hell up. I'm ready. All right. So this is going to... So I rolled... 2 15s with the Avenger. That's going to be 27 to hit.
Yes.
Great. I'm going to roll them as D10s. And then also with the Avenger that... Oh, also with my new ability, actually, with my improved Divine Smite. This is about to be... Okay. When I hit with a melee weapon attack, I also get to do an extra one. Okay, I do a 1d8 Radiant without my Spite even... But with the Holy Avenger, this is an undead, so I'm doing another 2d10 radiant damage to it. Okay. So just before I put any Divine Smite into this at all, by the way, I am doing 3d10 and a 3d8 and a 1d8.
Okay.
Twice.
You
fuck
sure
it.
You want to do it twice?
Well, I'll do it once and see what happens, I guess.
Yeah.
Okay. So that is going to be a fucking plus. What am I adding to this? Oh my god! Sorry, it's crazy with the Avenger. Hold on. So it's going to be a plus 6. So it's going to be a plus 9. So that is going to be a 15, 20, 25, 34.
Mm-hmm. And then if you were to do a second one, what would that one be?
Then it would be a 7, 11, what is this? That's another 7. Okay, so that's 18, plus another 7. What the fuck? I rolled 3 sevens. Plus 25, 34 again.
Okay.
So 68 damage.
With the Holy Avenger Sword now in your grasp, as you went running by the zombies, not giving a fuck about them, you go with the sword, slashing directly into Cobble Fright. Your sword cuts through this bone as if it was made of sand. And as you do that, a radiant wave follows the blade as you finish your swing and rolls back, cutting the 4 zombies in half.
A much better strategy than turning into stone.
Dropping to the ground, all cut in pieces, as Cobble Fright begins to shiver and quake as it starts to hear cracking and light begins to power inside of it. And you can just hear it go, and then explodes as Giddy drops to the ground.
Final Fantasy.
Yeah, cool.
Are they still petrified?
Yes, they are.
Still stone.
Okay, well, I hop off of the cart and I waddle on over and I put my hand on their shoulder and my one gold eye like brightens up and like runs down my hand and I cast Greater Restoration from my Mark of Healing. And now you are no longer petrified.
Magog, 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 magog.
No. No more chicken. It's all good.
Where did the chicken go? Oh, thank you.
well, Haven over there just, well, frankly, turned it into dust.
Showed us how it's done.
My hand is vibrating with the weight of the Avenger, and I'm just like,
You don't need to be holding that pose anymore. Like, it's not very good for your knees.
And then, just as quickly as it came, the sword then disappears.
Quick, smash some stuff before it goes.
I just look up and I'm crying.
Oh my.
And Brash, you also can feel the weight on top of your head suddenly disappear.
Oh, I didn't even get to name it.
What in the fuck was that?
It's just how we do it, apparently.
That was a chicken.
Holy shit, why didn't you do that earlier? That would have worked really well against Bartholomew. That thing's insane. Cast it again. That thing was awesome.
I missed it. What happened?
God, I'm going to be chasing that high for the rest of my life. Next time on Save the D8.
This, I don't have a very good sense of direction.
Why are we all being obscene in front of Quill?
There's only 5 of us. It's fine.
It's only Giddy that is proximity based with this. Everybody thinks I got that stink on me, and it's just when I cast stuff.
I think this is our chance to not be here.
Go, 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 go.
Well, but wait, where'd that goo come from?
This is a little bit fun if I start dancing.
I'm feeling more threatened by this.
You would say that, Bard.
I envy Quill.
I can do that to myself.
Well, then be better.
Oh boy, this is gonna be great.
Party Fish Media.
Party Fish Media acknowledges that it operates and records on indigenous Duwamish and Puget Sound Coast Salish land that is still home to the Duwamish tribe. This land is stolen in violation of the Point Elliott Treaty of 1855. We are committed to uplifting the name of these lands and community members from these nations who reside alongside us. For more information on this land, its people, or ways you can help, visit duwamishtribe.org or realrentduwamish.org.